The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles and huge news, Dom.
Oh, look, we haven't previously been much good at doing business deals, Charles, but I'd like to say today we've absolutely smashed it. We've got a merger to announce, an exciting merger that's going to really take this podcast to the next level. People might be wondering, who have they merged with? Which other brand would want to associate themselves with the Chaser Report? Well, there weren't many contenders, but we can announce today, Charles, we've struck a deal with
the Saudi-backed
Daily Dismemberment podcast. It really does take the news apart. It's just, it's so incisive. They're real soulmates.
Yes. And look, I know that some people would say that they do tend to murder their guests, especially when they're journalists.
Yes. By Dismemberment, which is what I think gave the podcast its name, now that I think more about it.
Yeah.
But look, that's an unfortunate thing that might have happened in the past.
But we have been given $200 million US to merge with them, which I think outweighs the sort of moral conundrum here.
Look, we may have said some things in the past about Dismemberment Daily, Charles.
Oh, yeah. Look.
We did invoke 9/11 that time, I remember. We mentioned the Saudis' systemic finance of terrorism and human rights violations.
Yeah, well, we've got a clip of it here, I think.
I'll tell you what the worst podcast in the world is.
What is it, Charles?
The Daily Dismemberment podcast.
Oh, from the Saudis.
It's disgusting.
They murder people.
With bone saws. They hack their bodies apart.
Yes.
Disgusting.
On air.
You would never, ever have anything to do with that podcast.
Never,
over
ever.
Over my dead, dismembered body.
No.
Would we ever do anything to do with that podcast? Least of all, Charles, we will never, ever merge with them. They're just scum.
Never.
Over my kids' dead bodies.
It is unfortunate what you had to do to your children to get the deal over the line, Charles. But I'm sure they understood in their dying moments.
Look, PTSD and trauma is nowadays very treatable.
It is very
treatable. So, I'm hoping that some of that $2 million will help me get through.
The other thing is they had such a bright vision for the future of the podcast. Basically, the podcast having lots more money.
Yes.
In return for, well, it's not sports washing. It's more pod washing. Their reputation. Using our reputation for integrity and for really not doing things to chase money to make them look good.
But it won't change our podcast.
No, it won't. It won't change our ethics and our integrity.
No. Speaking of which, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about that hoax called climate change.
Yeah. How good is oil, honestly?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get extra petrol from the Bowser these days. I get twice as much as I need, pour some down the drain just to make sure we use more of it. Also, have we talked about that amazing vision for the future that MBS has, the line, the building in the Saudi desert, 160 kilometres long?
That is such a good idea.
It's a great idea. And any episodes we made previously have recorded about how terrible
they're gone.
The concept is they've gone. They've been dismembered, really, haven't they?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
So, there's an analogy here, some might say, Charles, with what's happened with the PGA Tour. That really showed us the light on this one. Just because you've previously condemned, let's say, the LIV Golf Tour as sports washing by a murderous regime, that's actually what the commissioner of the PGA Tour said last year. He invoked 9/11. He actually got the 9/11 families involved, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan. He rolled them out, try and just say, look, the PGA Tour is all American. It's a good thing. It's got integrity. Unlike the LIV Tour, which is a bunch of murderers and terrorists.
Yes.
He's now merged the PGA Tour with the LIV Golf Tour.
Well, the Saudis have essentially bought the PGA, haven't they?
No, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, Charles, if you want to describe just putting a lot of money into something and essentially taking it over as buying. Yeah, I suppose that's what's happened. But I like to think of it more as a meeting of minds.
A merger of equals.
Yeah, they had a similar view of the PGA Tour getting lots of money from Saudi Arabia.
They had a similar view that paying hundreds of millions of dollars to their golfers was a good idea.
Yeah, and was worth forgetting all the things that Saudi Arabia may have done in the past.
But do you think there's an argument to say engagement with, you know, murderous regimes is a good way forward? That they actually, by sort of being in the same room, chatting with the Saudis, they can say, hey, by the way, MBS, maybe murder a few less journalists.
Well, that's what I've always said, Charles. I mean, the analogy is kind of like this. Would you rather have them outside the tent murdering in or inside the tent murdering out? And I suppose if the bone saws are pointed in the other direction, you don't even need to look at it. And, I mean, people like Tiger Woods turned down, Charles, not always known for his ethics and integrity in all parts of his life. Mm. He turned down an offer of potentially more than $700 million from the LIV Tour, saying, and I'm quoting, that an endless pit of money is not a way to create legacies. It's about more than that.
Mm.
And it turns out that an endless pit of money is an endless pit of money, and that's quite a good thing. So all the golfers who are encouraged by the PGA Tour, like McIlroy and so on, who condemn the LIV Tour, they're now having to pivot and say, well, I guess we're going to work with the Saudis after all.
But do you think maybe this is good for murdering?
Like, how could it not be?
Yeah, like maybe we're looking at it from a very Western-centric perspective.
Yes, let's check our privilege here, Charles.
Yes, maybe if we sort of embodied the less privileged Saudi princes.
Right, okay, I see where you're going.
And just saw things from their perspective. You know, in some ways, having bothersome, know-it-all, you know, people who prying into your private business all the time in the form of journalists.
Yeah.
Is not something that, you know, should be encouraged by society.
I just think there's such a chance for synergies between the PGA Tour and the Saudis. I think when they execute people with a sword in a public the public square, as they do regularly, why not use a sharpened golf club instead of a sword?
I mean, cut shot.
Yeah, cut, exactly, the cut shot.
Yeah.
Why not, the next time they do dismember a journalist, why not put the pieces in a golf bag and just carry them around? And you could just weight that golf bag and put it in the bottom of the ocean and no one would be the wiser.
And instead of getting presumably fairly highly paid Secret Service people to carry those bags, you just get caddies.
The caddies.
Yeah.
And a golf cart.
Yeah.
They could actually have a lovely little golf cart that they use for body disposal going forward.
And there's plenty of lakes to put the bodies into.
Well, if you're building a golf course, it's a perfect, you're digging up all that soil anyway. Why not just have a mass graveyard for all the opponents of the regime? And then all the golf players can just play
over the body. Yeah.
You could have a bunker, couldn't you, with the corpses in it? It'd be very hard to get the ball out of there. Much harder than a sand trap. So, I suppose we are now the official podcast with Dismemberment Daily.
So do they have many golf courses in Saudi Arabia? Wouldn't they all be just sand traps?
A sand trap, the whole country's a sand trap. Charles, we've got to be very clear, we're not journalists, you and I. We've never been journalists.
No.
We don't report facts. We certainly don't care about human rights.
And none of my family members have ever been journalists either.
No, me neither. There's been no journalism, there's been certainly no finding of fact and no criticism. There's one thing, looking back on the Chaser's record of all these years, Charles, we've never criticised an incumbent government. We've just had respect to the dignity of the office, just as we do for all Saudi princes. There are a lot of them, I think. They're all very good at what they do and they've got the right to be. You certainly wouldn't want to overthrow any Saudi government and install a democracy. That'd be a terrible idea.
Yes, it would be a terrible idea.
Because women might vote then, wouldn't they? Or participate in public life in any way, which is not a thing in Saudi Arabia.
In the same way we've sort of merged with our Saudi counterpart podcast, do you think maybe our political systems should also merge?
What a good idea.
And then we could eliminate female suffrage as part of the raft of reforms.
Yes.
Which I think would greatly disadvantage the Labor Party, wouldn't it?
Just think how wealthy Australia would be, though, if we did combine with the Saudis. I mean, we've got things that they would like space and grass. We've obviously got a lot of desert as well, so that'd be comfortable. And I just think we'd have to suspend all rights and so on.
Yes.
And have basically a religious dictatorship.
Well, the thing is, Victorians have already been living under Dan Andrews.
Oh, they have it. So what is the difference between MBS and Dan Andrews, really?
No, exactly.
The Herald Sun actually thinks, they say that Dan Andrews is worse than, well, you know what he did with the staircase.
I mean, Mark McGowan's gone. Maybe Mark McGowan's gone because he knew the Saudi merger was coming.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, I'm not needed anymore.
All we have to do is just turn a series of very blind eyes and just let the money roll on in.
Yes.
What's going to happen to the PGA Tour when Saudi Arabia stops having all that money from petrol when electric cars take over? What do they do then? I suppose that's...
But
I mean, there's Saudi money now, but in 50 years.
Presumably, they will still be quite effective at murdering.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. They're not going to get any worse at that.
And so they might be a bit too scared. I mean, do you think, actually, that raises the question, do you think maybe part of this negotiation was, you know, the head of the PGA went over to chat to the Saudis.
Yeah.
They opened up and showed them showed him the bone saw. And suddenly it seemed like a much better idea to merge operations.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the both sides of politics actually condemned the deal. And the Democrats in the Congress have said they're going to very carefully eat every little bit of it. Mm. In fact, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, wrote on Twitter, "So weird. PGA officials were in my office just months ago talking about how the Saudis' human rights record should disqualify them from having a stake in a major American sport. I guess maybe their concerns weren't really about human rights."
Mm.
No, they weren't, were they? It's good to have that out in the open, I think.
So, but hang on, you read that on the Saudi owned Twitter.
Oh, yeah, don't they? That's right, they own Twitter now, don't they? Yeah, how is he allowed to write that on Twitter? That doesn't make any sense. Well, I'll have to sort that out.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, you know what they say, just dismember one senator with bone sores and the rest will fall into line.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Who next? Like, golf has come under the Saudi fold. FIFA has also done lots of...
There's lots of... I mean, they're quite late to the party with this. I mean, the sports washing. Qatar did it first. I mean,
and Abu Dhabi.
Manchester City. I mean, it's just Qatar had the World Cup. Abu Dhabi bought Manchester City and bought the Premier League. My team, Arsenal, came second to it. A team which we know cheated. We actually know that they broke the financial rules in soccer and spent too much on their salary. But it just doesn't matter. They've just won the title even though they clearly bought it. It doesn't matter. So I think what we need to have fair competition, we just need everything to be owned by different Middle Eastern countries and that way they would compete against each other.
So who should buy cricket?
Why not Bahrain?
Yes.
Yeah, they often host cricket, don't they? And the UAE, they're probably already happy to
They probably already own. Probably own. Well, I think they're actually negotiating. The UAE is negotiating at the moment with the Indian League about...
the IPL. Yeah, that's right.
About sort of buying a sort of... 6-week franchise.
Yeah, so the Saudis, I think, want to buy a cricket. So it's well underway. We don't have to help with that.
Right,
with that
okay.
Deal.
Okay.
They could buy, I mean, I think they should buy Hollywood.
Mm. Well, that would be a rounding error on their wealth.
It would be a rounding error to buy Hollywood now. And it'd be nice because they'd make all the women cover up, wouldn't they? Can you imagine how popular movies would be if every female cast member was just head to toe covered up at all times, just the Saudi way.
Presumably they have their own domestically made film and television
with only men. It's basically like much of Australian television. It's just men. But also to make it much cheaper.
It'll just seem like Channel 7.
Sure, though. I'm just imagining in a Saudi-owned Hollywood, you could say you had Margot Robbie. No one would know because she'd be covered up head to toe.
Much cheaper.
Much cheaper. Yes. You could get a man under there like Shakespearean times.
Oh, I like that. Because more jobs for men.
More jobs for men. That's good. That's true. I mean, women have come so far in Hollywood. They haven't got equal pay.
No.
But they're also stars.
Yes.
And the Saudis have put a stop to that if they bought Hollywood.
I'm thinking a little bit more laterally here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think maybe they need to buy the renewables industry.
Oh, I'm sure they're already trying to do that, aren't they? Isn't that?
Yeah, well, they're trying to buy solar panels from China and put it in the Sahara Desert at the moment.
Yeah, we'll better look at that in the future. They should. I mean, what you would do if you were them is you'd use all your petro wealth to take over the renewables industry and then just shutter it.
And then shut it down.
Shut it down.
Do you think maybe they could buy Greta Thunberg?
Surely.
I mean, I think, you know, like, you sort of go, oh, but Greta would never sell out.
Well, they said that about the PGA Tour.
They said that about the PGA Tour. You know, suddenly, you know, $700 million. I don't know, if I was Greta, I'd be thinking.
It'd be very hard to work out the crossover points, wouldn't it, with Greta Thunberg's approach, which is, you know, young women speaking out globally, not going to school, not following the rules.
Yes.
And being heard. The thing about Greta is that she speaks and people listen.
Yes.
Which is goes really against Saudi values. I don't know where the crossover point is.
But isn't it like she has a makeover?
Oh.
You know, like it's like one of those Hollywood movies where it's coming of age story.
And she was a climate activist from Sweden. They were a brutal government from Saudi Arabia.
Maybe,
Greta goes perda.
Oh no, Greta gets better, isn't it?
Oh my God. What a pity we can't make film comedy sketches anymore. That would be enormously fun. No, look, I mean, everyone has a price, don't they? Even incredibly self-righteous yet correct Swedish teenagers.
Yeah, I think that's right. What's your price, Dom?
Surprisingly low. I mean, I basically... minimum wage.
Don't say that. Say it's really high.
It's very, well, price is very, this is a premium podcast. It's yeah. I mean, you can buy this podcast for, what is it, $3.99 a month?
No. You've got to be thinking, like, you've got to say something like, I would never sell out for less than $200 million.
I would never sell out to the Saudis. Didn't we already do that at the start of the podcast? Anyway, no, but me, if they wanted to buy me personally, it'd cost at least five figures.
Which is
$500.00.
Five figures, yeah. But I think I'm a little bit more expensive than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I had a friend who once said, never do anything illegal for less than $10 million, which I thought was a good ballpark. I think with inflation, that's more like $20 million now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you made that TV series that people might want to check out. Mr. Firth goes to Washington. I mean, Mr. Firth goes to Saudi Arabia and likes what he sees. I can see the same.
I like that.
Mr. Firth goes on the Hajj. I think would be very good.
Yes, that would be very cross-cultural.
Makes a pilgrimage.
Yes.
Learns about a better way.
And I think it would be very culturally sensitive.
It would be extremely culturally sensitive. And, I mean, I would personally very much enjoy the inevitable conclusion of your trip to Saudi Arabia being your violent dismemberment. I think that would be quality television entertainment that I think I'm on board for. Yeah. Probably win a Logie. We welcome our new Saudi partners / financiers / jailers. It's wonderful to have them on board. We didn't really get a choice, but welcome.
Our gear is from Stanley Hacksaws.
Stanley Hacksaws, yeah.
Yeah.
When dismember, if you need a bone saw, make it a Stanley bone saw.
And we are part of the
Saudi State Podcasting Network.
Catch you next time.
If they let us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.